You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Luna Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi. If you are listening, tuning in, if you're hearing this show for the first time, it's a show which aims to inform, enlighten, entertain, all about the cosmos, about the World of Astrology. But we do include other things also as well. We had a numerologist there. What was it, last month or so? We deal with it all. All forms of, I don't want to say spirituality, because that's a bit like, okay, spirituality can be many things. And spirituality can be expressed in many different ways. But okay, spiritual. But, you know, psycho-spiritual. Maybe I might use the word psycho-spiritual. This is what this platform is about. Keep your questions coming. Just squeezing my hands here. My hands are feeling a little bit dry. Speaking about a little bit dry, so is my throat. As you can hear, I'm sure, you know, I'm a little bit clogged up. But things are easing up. I like it. I've got my hot drink here. So, yeah, that will keep me going. I think it's the change of weather, something like that. I was a little bit exposed a few days ago. I went out to the cinema just came back a bit late. So I was a little bit exposed that into the cold. I wasn't expecting the temperatures dropped really. I mean, well, listen, it's official, right? We're in autumn equinox. So, hey, it is official in that sense. Shout out to all you people who have logged in. Shout out to Olena. How are you doing? Mason, Fane. Fane 11112. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to you all. Shout out to Faye. We've got Michelle in the building. Florence is here. Hope you are well. Mary's in the building. Coco Brown 55 is in the building. Ogunberu, oh God, you ever know what that name means? But she is in the building. How you doing? Don't worry, I know who you are. Don't worry, but I just thought I'd just pick on the name. Shout outs to you all. People are asking me, what did I see at the cinema? Bloody hell. I'll talk about that in a moment. What's the weather like where you are? I'm in London right now. Well, I can see a cloud over all of a sudden, but it has been blue, but it's not warm. It's not as warm as it looks or it appears to be, for me anyway, a little bit chilly. But it is what it is. Florence is saying, hi, everyone. Where are you? Where are you? Being a full busy morning already. Need to calm my nerves. Oh, God, what's happened? Yes. And yes, good day to you, Mary. How are you? As she pronounces Mr. Ajozi. Making me feel more special than I am. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Shout out to Dylan. Are you the one who sent me the email? Well, you should have got the reply. Core Crystals, welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. How are you doing? We will be talking. I will be bringing up the charts in a moment. Let's look at the astrology. What are the planets doing? A lot of shifts. We're now also into the autumn equinox period also as well. So we've shifted into another season. Yeah. Do you know, because I do my podcast by seasons, right? If my mind serves me correctly, I think I'm on about the 8th or 9th season, maybe 10. Bloody hell. Just felt like the other day I started doing this podcast. What's going on? I'm about 100 and something in. It's 120 something episodes. Wow, I'm getting a bit big, aren't I? Yeah. Liking that. Well, the Lunar Lounge podcast is still growing. Please tell a friend to tell a friend. It's going to get bigger. We've got a whole heap of guests lined up who are going to be featuring on the show as well. Lloyd actually got in touch with me. For those of you who remember Lloyd, last month, the numerologist, astro numerologist. So I'm going to be on his show next month. Check that out. Yeah. I'm going to be inviting a number of people to the show, all coming from different various backgrounds, but we're going to be plugging it in to the astrology. Shout out to, how do I pronounce that name? Is that Krina Dankuta? Am I pronouncing it? Please forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Some of these names that some of you guys are coming in with are not everyday names. You know, what happened to names like John, Kelly, you know, Joanne? No, 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 I'm just joking. But it is what it is. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Krina Danuka. Oh, God. Let me not pronounce it. You know who I'm talking about. Welcome to the show. Great to have you on board. Keep your questions, keep your comments coming. What has been happening in the world? It's the usual suspect, isn't it? Not much. Same old. I should think. What's happening? The wars are still going on. Don't look like they're stopping anytime soon. Somebody get Donald Trump on the phone, please. Tell him to tune into the Lunar Lounge podcast. What's happening? You know, only this transit's not working for you. Anywho, we shall see. I'll probably be looking at some of the news. I am live on Instagram. I'm live on YouTube, and I should be live on Facebook, but I cannot see. I cannot see my Facebook page for, don't ask. I might try and tap into it at some point. Sadiq Khan, for those of you who are outside the UK, if you don't know who Sadiq Khan is, he's the London mayor. He's made a comment. Donald Trump is a racist and Islamophobic, says Sadiq Khan. Is that your get back on him, is it? Because he said a few things about you. It is what it is. What else is in the news? Anything else? I'm just trying to see here if there's anything here in the news. Yeah, breaking news. It's Donald Trump is a racist, sexist, and Islamophobic, says Sadiq Khan. I think that's one of the major news headlines. Ain't going to get you far, Mr. Sadiq Khan. Ain't going to get you far, man. It is what it is. Okay. I don't think there's anything new on the scene. Right. I went to the cinema the other day. People, I'm not going to spoil it for you. This is not a cinema show, but, you know, I thought I'd share it with you. Olena's letting me know, Trump met with Zelensky yesterday. I don't see that going too far. Did any one of them punch each other yet? You know, has Zelensky taken out the fisticuffs? The one of, you know, it's going to be the same thing. No, we're not supporting your war anymore. You cannot have no more helicopters and aeroplanes and whatever army intelligence that you need. We are stopped going to supply you, Mr. Zelensky. It is what it is. She says, yes, Krina should be fine. Okay. Thank you very much, Krina. Shout outs to you. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Iffy. How you doing, Iffy? I hope you are well. Olena says, seems it was a good talk. Well, we're in the sign of Libra now. I think that's an appropriate time. We're in that balance, so it should be more diplomatic. We're in that season right now, so hopefully it should be a good talk. Why not? Shout out to Dinah and Pretty. How you doing? Beautiful mother and daughter combination right there. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Yeah, but Mr. Trump visiting Zelensky, hopefully the talk went well, but did they reach a mutual agreement? Mr. Zelensky, are you ready to hand over parts of Ukraine over to Mr. Putin? Because Putin ain't gonna stop, you know. He ain't gonna stop. I kid you not. He will not stop. It is what it is. Welcome to the wonderful world of human beings. Anywho. Back to what I was saying earlier on. I went to the cinema the other day. People, if you haven't been to the cinema, there's a film out. Some of you may have seen it. Some of you may have heard of it. It was written by Stephen King. And you know what happens when Stephen King writes a movie? His movies are not easy at times. They're not easy to digest. He's a great writer. I really love him. There's a film called The Long Walk. Okay? I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm not going to go into no details. I don't like spoiling things. But what I will say is this film is like, it's a good film, but at the same time, it gets your emotions really rattled. I kid you not. You're going to be up and down by watching this movie. Shout out to Yvette. Shout out to LaDonna. Shout out to Trisha Smith. How you doing? Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Good afternoon and welcome. So yeah, go watch this movie, The Long Walk. Eh? But yeah, it's sad, but a great movie at the same time. In a sense, it's very paradoxical. It's like, oh my God, really? Like you did. But I'm not going to spoil it for you. It's called The Long Walk. Go watch it, people. Go watch it. It's I'm telling you, man, you're going to be on the edge of your seats. I don't know. Well, is edge of the seats going to be? Yeah, I don't know. One thing is your emotions is going to be like this. It's going to go through the bloody roof. I'm telling you. But it's one to watch. The Long Walk. Go and see it in the movies. So I went to watch that the other day, and like I said, I was exposed to the cold, and I got a bit of my chest is fine, actually. It's more up here. It's more the nose. Nose a bit blocked. That's what it is. But nothing that some ginger will not take care of. Some ginger, some cinnamon, some spices from the great land of Asia, India, from Sri Lanka. Why not get some of them spices up in here? Some of that hot ginger, some of that off African ginger. Why not? It will clear.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get it all up. Oh my God, what a drink. Nice and hot. Get me all cleared up. Shout out to Mind Body Alchemist. Welcome to the show. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. As you know, competition time will be coming on later on. And title card of the week. That's what it's about. Mary saying, what is the storyline? What is the storyline? I don't want to spoil it for people. Am I going to say what's the storyline about is as well? I don't want people, you know, turning me into a film spoiler. I don't know, shall I say? What's the storyline? I don't even know if I should say it. you guys let me know if I should speak about the storyline, and I'll tell you about the storyline. But it is an amazing film, but it will get your blood boiling, but at the same time, you're fascinated with the content, with the acting, with the emotion. Your emotions are going to be like crazy, man. I'm telling you, emotions are going to be crazy. So yeah, so see it there, Mary? No, don't say it, exactly. I don't like when people are telling me about movies. Just say it's good, it's great, you know, but don't tell me about the, you know, because once you start saying about the storyline, it kind of spoils it. Go and watch the movie, The Long Walk. Trust me, I'm not getting paid for this. I don't have shares in the movie. But it's a good movie. When I say a good movie, I like sharing that. Okay, it's a good movie. Go watch it. In my humble opinion. But it's going to have your, you know, bit of killing in there. That's as far as I'm going to say. It gets a bit bloody. So, all right, be prepared. But your emotions for it, yeah. Coco Brown says, I don't even watch trailers. They spoil it. Yeah. Yeah. No, I like watching trailers. I ain't gonna lie, I do like a good trailer. I like watching trailers, yeah. But I don't think trailers spoil it. But I do like to have a good trailer, because sometimes the way they put the trailer, it's not what sometimes you think it is. Like, you get a good idea of terms of what kind of movie it is, but it's not what you think it is. But I do like watching a good trailer. I am not going to lie. I'm a sucker for a trailer. That's why when I go to the cinema, I like getting there early, because I want to see the trailers, you know. You ever get pissed off with these people? You know, you're in the cinema, you've sat down, you're nice and comfortable, you're eating your popcorn, and then like 5-10 minutes into the movie, the latecomers come in and squidging past in front of you. Excuse me, I need to get to my seat. I'm sitting in the middle. It's one of the reasons why I don't book middle seats in a cinema. No, I'm always on the aisle. You know, easy in, easy out. So Coco Brown saying you never watch them. No, I do. I do like a good trailer. I like watching a trailer. There's a new movie out, coming out. I think it's coming out this weekend with Leonardo DiCaprio. That looks like a good film. That looks like a good film. I'm going to go and see that one. I like Leonardo DiCaprio. One of my favorites. One of my modern favorites. I really like him. But that looks really good. I like that. Looks very strong. And yeah. Can't remember what the name of it was, but I just saw the trailer of it the other day. So yeah. I'm quite disappointed with movies. Do you know what I think has happened, to be quite honest? Not totally, but I think Netflix, the like of Netflix and Amazon Prime, I think they may have somewhat crushed the movie world in some kind of way. Because we're not seeing big good films anymore. Like, I can't remember what was the last film that I've seen apart from this Long Walk prior to that was probably Sinners was really good. But Trish was saying no spoilers, please. Yeah, no, don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it. Yvette saying, okay, not for me if there's killing. Oh yeah, there's killing in there, all right. Shout out to Tiffany from Memphis, Tennessee. I overslept. I'm just getting up. Well, you just in time. We're talking about movies. So it's really interesting. It's maybe when we put up the chart in the moment, we'll find out. Why am I talking about movies? Anywho, there's something, I don't know, drama going on here probably. Sinners, Coco Brown, I still haven't seen Sinners yet. You ain't seen Sinners? Bloody hell, where have you been? What rock are you hiding under? Shout out to Prachi, how you doing? Gonna be seeing you this afternoon, I guess. Shout out to Tal. How you doing, Tal? Shalom. Shana Tova. Welcome to the show. If you're wondering what I'm drinking here, I'm drinking a nice hot, what is it? It's ginger, lemon, something else. A bit of date. That's what it is. I was going to say honey. Date syrup. Ooh, yeah. That's cleaning me up. I like it. But welcome to the show. Yes, Sinners is a great movie. Go watch it. But like, what I'm just driving at is that I have not been impressed with the movie world. I mean, prior to Sinners, I think the last other movie before that maybe was Gladiator 2 with Denzel. I thought that was really good. But yeah, I haven't been so impressed with the movie world. I'm like, you know. And it's interesting because when Neptune went into Pisces like 13, 14 years ago, I thought, wow, like this is... But what happened was is there was a flood of films, but the quality weren't so... There was, you know, I mean, Netflix and all this kind of thing. The people who were in the movie world were more busy, but then the quality of the concepts. Another thing that I've noticed is there's a lot of remakes. What is it with these remakes? I think that's Neptune in Pisces. You see, it's a mutable sign. Mutable signs like to repeat. So again, guess what? Again, the other day, I saw it on a trailer. Another Running Man is coming out. Remember Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah, they've done another one. Could you believe? How many Supermans have they done? How many Batmans have they done? I mean, mind you, Christian Bale Batman was really good. I really loved the Dark Knight section. But that was a section unto itself, so I kind of understand. But okay, Batman, I might give a bit of an excuse. The last Batman, okay. But yeah, I thought the Christian Bale ones was the best one. Was better than the ones with the Michael Keaton and Val Kilmer's and all that lot. Yeah, but you know, how many? What is all these remakes? How many Spider-Mans are there? I've lost count of Spider-Mans. I mean, I'm not really a big Spider-Man person, but I've lost count. I mean, but all these remakes that they keep making, like, what the heck is going on? That's that Neptune in Pisces. Well, hopefully Neptune in Aries might bring something new to the table. Aries, something new. Yeah, it is what it is. But don't worry, I ain't going to spoil it for you. But go watch it, The Long Walk. Great movie. Florence says, The Roses is a good film. An updated version of War of the Roses. Oh. Need to check that one out. I ain't seen that one. Florence says highest to lowest is okay. Spike Lee, Denzel Washington, and ASAP Rock. Ah, right. Okay. So that's what. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I got it. I need to go and see that one. Yeah. I didn't. Denzel Washington always works with Spike Lee, doesn't he? They've done quite a number of movies together, from Malcolm X and what else did they do? They did the Inside Man. That was a good one. There's a new one of that. Inside Man with Denzel Washington. Remember that one? Great movie. Brilliant plot. You know, they've got a new one of that. Tiffany's saying Downton Abbey was pretty good. I think that's an American thing. You know, Americans like some of these British films or movies, but we over here in the UK don't appreciate them for some reason. It's always the case, isn't it? Outer Shell Alchemy, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. But yeah, that's always the case. People of their own never value. People over here in the UK, we tend to value Hollywood American movies, while people over there love the British. It's crazy. But I haven't seen Downton Abbey, but yeah, nevertheless. The new Conjuring was good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen that one. Ladonna saying they have run out of originality and creative juices. Yeah, there seems to be something in and around that. they're recycling. You see, what's happened is they know in the past what has sold and what has done well. So they're recreating that. That's what's happening. Yeah, they've seen, like, okay, you know, all of these big movies, the Supermans and all that kind of stuff, the Marvel characters and superhero characters. I mean, Fantastic Four, how many of them are there? I mean, they've practically, like, really? Again? So they've seen what, you know, a little bit like with the Rockies. You know, Michael B. Jordan came back with quite a few of the Rockies, right? Balboa. And it was good. He plugged it in because he was the son of Apollo Creed. So he's come up with his, like, a continuation of Rocky, but it's Creed, you know, an extension of that, because those are the things that have sold in the past. So basically they're just using a template which is already there and just renewing it again. And that's what's happening. So there's a few original films that are coming through, don't get me wrong, but not many. Ginny, Adeshell Alchemy says, Neptune in Aries started out with the primary ruler of Pisces, Jupiter in Taurus. So they found comfort in remakes and it's been awful. Nothing new, just stubborn old stuff remade badly. yeah, I hear what you're saying there. But yeah, it's a crazy one. Let's see. Tiffany saying, hey, what's that? Him is good. It's definitely full creative juices. Him? H-I-M? What? Can you elaborate on that? Is that a movie or is that a person you're speaking about? Ginny Atashal Alchemy is saying the ruler of Taurus was also in Pisces, so you would think creativity at its best, but it just brought back the past with a little spin. But it didn't make the remakes better. Yeah, I wasn't too impressed with some of the remakes. You meant Neptune in Pisces, not Aries. Yeah, I get you. I thought there was something wrong there, because I thought Neptune wasn't in Aries. Neptune's just gone in Aries recently in May. Yes, it's called Him. Oh, right. Highest to the lowest is good. Okay, I need to watch that one, Trisha. Put that one on my movie list. Okay, so there's a movie called Him. Really? Tiffany, I hope you know that sometimes you Americans get movies that don't come over here. Yeah, could you imagine? Every time I go to America, I see movies. I'm like, what the heck? You know, America has a different Netflix. For those of you who have Netflix, they've got a different Netflix from, like, other parts of the world. Like, come on. Netflix should just be Netflix. Just let it be one. Why you've got, you guys got certain programs that haven't come on? I mean, God. It was murderous trying to watch Snowflake. Snowfall. Did any of you not watch the series Snowfall? It was like horrendous to get over here in the UK. And guess who was showing it? The BBC eventually. Bloody hell. Couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Yeah, but anyway, that was the movie I watched the other day. You'll like it. It's a sports drama plus horror movie. Yeah, okay. I'll watch out for it though. Him. Okay. That's one for the records. I'll see if it's over here first. It might not be over here. So, yeah, let's watch this space. Anyway, enough about movies. Let's go to the cosmos. What is happening in the cosmos? Let me share my screen and let's bring up the chart for the moment and let's see what's happening. Booyah! Oh, maybe that's why we're talking about movies. The moon has just entered the sign of Scorpio. Conjunct Mars. We got a moon-Mars conjunction in Scorpio. Well, goddamn. I'll be damned. Okay. So that's why we're talking about movies. It's all that drama, all that horror and bloodshed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is what it is. Okay. What do we have? What are the planets saying? What is it that we can look forward to for the rest of the month? We ain't got much left. Today's the 24th. I can't believe it. September's over. We're about to step into the month of October. Well, the sun is at 1 degree of Libra. So just moved into Libra yesterday. So this is the time of the autumn equinox. Equinox meaning equal night, equal day. So this is where we get 6 hours, I was going to say 6 hours, 12 hours day, 12 hours night. So it's like an equal balance. But it's a time when the nights start to get longer. So we start to descend into a more colder, darker period of the year for us in the Northern Hemisphere. For those in the Southern Hemisphere, we can't leave out our brothers and sisters down in the country down under. Yeah? Good day, mate. Australia, New Zealand. They will be experiencing the opposite as they are coming into their spring, summer period. Interesting, the world, how it works, isn't it? Perspectives is very important. Anywho, so autumn equinox for us in the Northern Hemisphere, Nights are going to start going longer. The dark ascends as the light decreases. This is a very important time of the year. It's a time where we need to start to look within. It's a time where we approach where the veil. By the way, if there's any Jewish folks out there, Shana Tova. Happy New Year, because the Jewish people, of course, on the Jewish calendar, it is their new year. It's Rosh Hashanah. So they are celebrating their new year. You know, a number of things. Sukkot also as well. So shout out to you Jewish folks out there. Shalom. So it coincides with the whole, new moon that we just had. We have the new moon on the 21st, and then everything then moved into Libra. So we're in that period of the year where the veil between dark and light. And when I talk about dark and light, I'm not talking about good and evil or God and devil or evil. No. I'm not talking about that. Nothing evil about darkness. You can't have one without the other. You can't have light without dark. It's a polarity. It's telling us something of, this is what this is all about. So the veil between the spirit world and the physical world. Hence why when it comes next month, the end of next month, we have celebrations like Halloween. We have celebrations for those of people of the Indian backgrounds, Diwali, right? The Festival of Lights, because it symbolizes that particular period that we're going into, a where we're seeking enlightenment, right? Where we're connecting to another world, another realm. This is what this period essentially is about. This is what it brings. So yeah, it's quite interesting. Checking here, just looking at the messages here. You guys are still talking about movies. Trisha is saying series are better than the inspiring movies now. Yeah, I think maybe that's why Netflix has got a hold. Lovecraft Country was the precursor of Sinners. Okay, yeah, I heard about that, but I didn't actually watch it. The new Marlon Wayans movie. Okay, good family that, you know, all into acting, all the Love Brothers, Marlon and Wayne and all the, what's the other ones? I keep forgetting their names, but yeah, the Wayne brothers, we all know that. Jeannie, out of Shell Alchemy says, let's not forget the tragedy that was live action Dragon Ball Z movie. It was, what's that? Abstract. Worst movie I've seen in 39 years of my life. They didn't even follow the storyline. I didn't even see that. Dragon Z Ball. I didn't watch that one. Tiffany saying, no wonder I couldn't get out of bed re-mooning Scorpio. It's only just entered Scorpio in the last, 2 hours or so? Yeah, but could be connected to it. My favorite time of the year. I always feel magical and mystical. I think my baby can see spirits. Yeah, babies are supposed to be able to see spirits. They can see spirits. Not that they can. They can, definitely. So that's what that's about. So yeah, so it's all about that, Sun moving into Libra right now. So we're going into that world. We're going into the world of the dark. We're going into a world of the unseen. Yeah, and it's about making things that are unseen seen. And at the moment, we're sort of like in that balance, Libra, the threshold, where the equilibrium needs to be struck. So yeah, cool stuff. What else have we got? Venus is in Virgo now. Mars has, again, just recently moved into Scorpio. He's in his own sign. We've got a really strong Mars right now. I was speaking about that last week. Somebody emailed me about that. I need to get back to some of them emails. So Mars is in Scorpio. But what's happening? He's actually squaring right now, as we can see, exact. There's an exact square with Mars and Pluto. God damn. Well, that's a bit of intensity. People, be careful. Any Scorpio rising people out there? Aries, Scorpio? Yeah, be careful of that energy. As Mars squares Pluto. That is raw, intense. That is like energy, buried energy being uprooted. That is explosive. That is volcanic. We may hear of something volcanic. We may hear of something maybe explosive happening, maybe on the world scene, maybe today, maybe over the course of the next couple of days. It's starting to wane now, but it's still going to be there for the next couple of days. But today is like exact. No. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, is exact. They're both at 1°27, exact square right now. But again, Mars is going to be waning, but it's still going to be there for the next couple of days. We've got the Sun opposite Neptune. Stay away from the alcohol. Get yourself some ginger. And you'll be good. Get yourself some lemon and ginger. Sun opposing Neptune. Are you feeling dizzy? Are you feeling confused? Oh, Mason is letting me know. Equinox, not solstice. Oh, did I say solstice? No, I meant equinox. Sorry. Apologies for that. Equinox. Autumn equinox. Did I say solstice? Really? Not like me. But the Sun is opposing Neptune right now. Yeah, this is the time. Great time for healing. Great time for releasing. Although we should have kind of done that around that new moon, because now the moon is waxing, it's increasing. But there can still be a sense of, you know, reconciliation, release, healing with the Sun, Neptune, nevertheless, right? It's a separating aspect. It was more stronger yesterday, day before yesterday. But we still got the Sun opposing Neptune right now. But that's going to be fading over the next 2-3 days. So, yeah. Great time for meditation, great time for doing any kind of spiritual work, self-reflective work, psycho-spiritual work. It's really excellent for that. So those are really good times. What else have we got? Venus doesn't seem to be doing much. She did square Uranus, but that's all gone. Jupiter, I mean, he's racing at, 20 miles an hour? 100 miles an hour. But he's coming to make a trine to Saturn. Could you believe? You know, by next month, he's going to be trine Saturn. Just a few months ago, he was square Saturn. The heck is going on? But that's going to be good. Jupiter trine Saturn is really going to be good. It's very good for the economy. It's very good for business. So be sure to watch out for that. You're the one that says equinox, not solstice. Oh, I see. You did. Okay. It was you, Mason. I thought as much. Well, I don't remember saying solstice, but I could have said it. Sometimes I'd, you know, tongue twist. But Jupiter trine Saturn is really going to be good for business. So business is going to really pick up. So there's going to be a boom of some sort next month. Let's see. For those of you who are traders, that could be some good news, actually. So Jupiter trine Saturn should be good. For those of you in the business industry, that can be something quite positive there for you. So coolio. What else have we got? Nothing. Mercury's not doing nothing, but he's going ahead and racing. Getting ready to go retrograde again in November or something. So what else have we got? Anything? No aspect before the end of the month. This is the 27th, 26th, 27th. Is there anything out there? Oh, let's just go back there a bit. That's another thing today that's happening today. It's waning, but we've had the sun trine Pluto. We've had sun trine Pluto, people. Have you got back your power yet? Well, the government's got back their power. Can be a good time for transformation and change, release. Yeah, but there's been actually, I suppose, with that sun moving into Libra, it's actually triggered a grand trine. Great for stimulating ideas. Great for animating. Great for connecting with people, networking, socializing. So we've got a great socializing aspect right now. Let's do that right here on the Lunar Lounge show. Let's connect. Let's network. So that's going on right now. So let's not forget that. So as we say, 25th, it starts to lessen. What else do we have coming up? 27th. Have we got anything? There's not really no big aspects. Jupiter's coming towards that trine. He's building it up. This is on the 28th. 29th of September. Anything? Nope. I don't see nothing. I see Mercury. By the 28th, 29th, Mercury's coming to make a square to Jupiter. Okay. An expansion of information. A release of information. Perhaps something's going to be big coming out in the news. It's a square. We're going to see a conflict of interest. We're going to see conflict with words. Somebody having a go at somebody else, something. Yeah, yeah. But this is going to be some information. This is information time. So huge information. Huge information outlet, outburst, right? Watch the news, which we're going to be exposed to during that period. That is Mercury building up the square to Jupiter in Cancer. So let's watch this space. That's the 29th of September, 30th of September. He'll be closer. So we're finishing the month of September with Mercury square Jupiter. Is there anything else? No. There isn't. There's not much aspects going on. Could you believe? Mars? Nope. You're not doing anything. You've separated from the square from Pluto. No. That is September. Because after that, it's going to be the first of next week, Wednesday, will be the first of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
October. So even on the 1st of October, not much. And I don't want to talk about that because I want to leave that until next week. Not much happening planetary-wise, I must say, for the rest of the month. not much happening. But the main thing is that we're in the autumn equinox, and that is the time where we can really start to address the balancing within our own psyche, within our own souls, within our own minds. The sun has entered the sign of Libra. Libra being ruled by Venus, this is a time where equilibrium, fairness, justice starts to come into the picture. This is a time of it's a balancing act. It's a weighing up act. Mason is saying Christmas shopping with CC the market. I was quite surprised the other day. I went into the shop. I said the other day, let me rephrase this. This was about a week or two ago. No exaggeration. They've got pumpkins, people. Yeah, pumpkins for Halloween. We're not even in October yet. They're selling pumpkins. Jesus Christ. I swear that these things, they're just pulling back earlier and earlier. They just want us to keep spending that money. I mean, is a pumpkin still going to be, like, usable? If I buy one now, at the end of October, like, there's over a month left. And I saw this about a couple of weeks ago. They're selling pumpkins. What the hell's going on? And it's one after the other, isn't it? They just hit you. It's all that marketing, you see? So you start buying things for Halloween, and then as soon as Halloween finishes, then it's Black Friday. Then after Black Friday, then it's Christmas. And for you guys in America, you get really hit bad because then you're after Halloween, then it's Black Friday, and then you've got Thanksgiving for those of you in America. And then they hit, and then Christmas, then it's New Year, then it's Valentine's, then it's Easter. They just keep hitting you. God. And then they have all these international days. You know, oh, it's Women's Day. Oh, it's Men's Day. Oh, it's Children's Day. Oh, it's this day. Oh, it's Tall People's Day. Oh, it's Short People's Day. Oh, it's this day. It's Arm Day. It's Leg Day. Give me a break. Give me a break. But let's get back to the astrology. Not much happening. Next month seems to be good. Some of the things that I will be touching on for next month, of course, for the month of October, we're definitely going to be witnessing the Jupiter-Saturn trine coming more closely. So we're definitely going to be witnessing that. We're also going to be having a full moon on the 7th of October. There's going to be a full moon in Aries. I'll talk more about that next week, of course. What else are the other things that are also going to happen in the month of at some point? I don't think it's going to be, well, it might be in October. We're also going to get Mars trining Saturn again, because we've already had that when he was in Cancer earlier on this year. We'll get a few aspects, but quite interesting. At some point also as well, Venus will move into Libra. She is moving quite quick, so let's watch this space. What else? At some point in October, Venus is also going to sextile Jupiter, so that should be good. I think that's going to be around the 8th, maybe, or 13th, maybe, of October, something like that. We're going to have Venus sextiling Jupiter. Can throw a party. Yeah, why not? For the rest of this month, not much happening. But today the moon is in Scorpio. We can celebrate that. That's for sure. What else did I want to talk about? Sun Neptune. I just spoke about that one, but it's separating anyway, so it's weakening now. It can be great for those of you who are poets, artists, for those of you who work with various types of media. I mean, this could be quite a revealing time, Sun opposing Neptune, right? It can sort of like open you up to a whole new world. It can be a very creative time. Neptune is linked with our ability to tap into something bigger than ourselves. Especially for those of you who are perhaps maybe water signs, the Cancers, the Scorpios, the Pisces, you may be able to access something in that abstract, imaginative realm, yeah? The creative realm. and bring it. You know, you might write a nice, fine poetry. You know, you get inspired. You should be inspired. I think you're always inspired, but sometimes there's heights, and this is one of them. Planetary-wise, this can definitely be one of them. So, yeah. Sun opposing Neptune. And like I said, can be very good for therapy, very good for healing, very good for letting go, very good for the art of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very, very difficult thing to do. People say it, but doing it is a whole different thing. So, yeah, we got that in the mix. So, yeah, coolio. Keep your comments coming. Any questions coming? Jeannie out of shell. Oh god, what's going on here? You guys are still going on about these movies. Oh my god, what's happening here? You guys talking amongst each other. I'm not reading all of this stuff out. Florence says, good series, BBC iPlayer, Mayfair, witches, interesting and esoteric. Okay. Yeah, BBC iPlayer has some good stuff. Tiffany's letting me know I'm Scorpio rising with Saturn in Scorpio. Crazy Genie, crazy enough, I know a lot of people born October 31st, and they tend to be very religious, including my uncle, who's a Catholic deacon. Okay. It's a 4888 day, bringing in people who seek security. Okay. She's talking about cars there for people who you don't know. I hope you know, you guys, when you're commenting, there's people on other platforms who don't have access to what you're saying and don't understand what you're saying, especially me with reading it out. That's for sure. Welcome, Hannah Marshall. Welcome to the show. Cancerian creature over here. We love a Cancerian, don't we? Yeah, of course. Mason is saying there's definitely an upside to Neptune if you can ditch the ego. Most definitely. Shout out to Printer Download. How are you doing? What a name, Printer Download. Yeah, Neptune, listen, every planet has its positives and negatives. Neptune is extremely, and you've touched on a very big thing there with Neptune. Neptune is about dropping the ego big time. Like mega. Yeah. That's what that's about. Jeannie says, emotions and resources, they can often see across the veil easily. Yeah, definitely. Trisha saying, cold water on ITV, who are now 70 years old. Okay. A good insight into masculinity and mental health. What's going on here? You guys have gone drama mad. Juliana Shalakomi, I'm not reading all of that. You're talking about cards and diamonds and cardiology. You're bringing cardiology into the mix here. What is going on? You guys have gone completely mad. Jeannie's saying they're selling Xmas stuff here in New York City. Since the end of August, you've got to be joking me. End of August, you started Christmas, and that's in New York. They've still got Halloween, and you know the Americans love a Halloween. They do that big. They've still got Black Friday. Again, Americans do that big. Thanksgiving, before you hit Christmas. How can you be doing? What is wrong with these people? Anything for a buck. Tiffany's saying, I want to learn to cook the pumpkin this season. I want to start back cooking, period. We eat out all the time. I made chili and grilled ham cheese sandwiches Monday, though. Now people are telling me their diets. What's going on here? Jeannie's saying, Moon in Scorpio is transiting my 12th house. I'm definitely painting today. Okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Neptune has been my Achilles heel. I seem to tap into lower forms of it way too often. Yeah, we all tap into it. Yvette saying, oh my God, cold water, brilliant piece of drama. Oh God. That's that. We're definitely talking about that moon in Scorpio, aren't we? Look at that moon in Scorpio. people are talking about cold water. Yeah. If there's any cold water, if there is any cold water at any time, it's this, isn't it? Look at that. It is what it is. Trisha saying the fountain of youth is also a good. This has become a movie drama takeover, people. See what happens when the moon is in Scorpio? Conjunct Mars. God. All the drama comes out. It is what it is. So that is the nature, essentially, in terms of where the planets are right now for this term. So yeah, I'll stop sharing the screen and let's get back to business. Yvette saying you started it off. Yeah, I did start it off. Didn't know I was gonna go this far. Okay, what else do I want to say? What time is it? Oh, competition time. Although I have some announcements to make, people. Jean is saying, yeah, the cold water is the fixed glacier energy of Scorpio with the moon in it. Yeah. I hear you, people. I hear you. You're loving that drama. Bring on the drama. We all like a bit of drama, don't we? Of course we do. Competition time. Let's go to the competition and let's see what's happening. What's happening there? Where we at? Competition time. However, before I speak about competition, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take down that competition and I'm going to put up this first and foremost. The email which is on the screen essentially is for any of you guys who want to sign up to the astrology courses. I'm starting a new one on the 8th of October. So that is going to be the cutoff date to be able to get 50%. 8th of October. You've got 2 weeks. I've extended it as far as it can go. It can't go no more than that. So we're starting on the 8th of October. I'm also going to be giving a free introduction. There's going to be a free introduction to astrology for any of you who wish to come. I will actually, as a matter of fact, send the link to you guys. I may send it right here if I can get hold of it. Let me see if I can get hold of this. Oh dear. Where did I put it? Oh God. Where is something when you want it? Huh? Never can quite find it. No. Yeah, I found it. I get it, man. So I'll put that in the chat for any of you who wish to attend. That's going to be on the 1st of October. Why am I forgetting the date? Which is going to be next week, Wednesday, right? For anybody of you, it's going to be at 6 p.m. UK time. So if anybody wants to come, it's going to be introduction, bring your questions. I'm going to be talking all about astrology. Letting you know what the course is that I'm doing, what it entails and stuff like that. So that's the link right there in the chat for those of you who want to sign up. Like I said.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
There's not one. There's not two. There is now 3 live classes every week. 3. And guess what? I'm considering bringing another one. So there's going to be 4 classes. That will probably be later on in the year. So you want to get on board. For any of you who are interested, there's a 50% discount going. Upon signing up, you get lifetime access. Everything is recorded. If you miss a class, all the recordings are there. Reading material is there. I take you step by step through learning how to interpret your chart, learning how to understand each chapter of your chart, learning how to make healthy forecasting predictions, knowing what to prepare for, what to do. I'm also going to be bringing in other things as well, such as remedies that you can also incorporate as well as a part of the course. So remedy measures, colors to wear, days of the week to work with, all of that is also going to be a part of the course. It's going to be an extra part of the curriculum. So you want to come on board. And I'm kickstarting another one on the 8th of October. I've already got a few people signed up already. Shout out to Banji. Yeah, he signed up. So if you're interested, if you want to get the link, for the discount code, email me. That is the email on the screen right now. sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. Also as well, in the next 2-3 weeks, I'm going to be starting a new tarot for beginners. So for those of you who've done my beginners course, I'm going to be also doing intermediate level of tarot. So you learn how to read the cards, learn how to make, again, predictions, know to see what's going on in your life or for reading for other people. I'll also show you how you can, if you confident enough, how you can also start establishing your own tarot card business as a tarot card reader, and how you could also make money, and how you can make money remotely. Yeah, I repeat, you can make money by living anywhere in the world if you are good at your tarot card reading. And I'll show you and I'll give you the links of how to go about doing that. So tarot is coming up. Numerology, I'm going to be starting a new numerology course as well for any of you that are interested. And I did speak to you, I think it was last week, I told you about this, which is, this is an instrument, and there are various ones, but this is one that I use. But I've got other ones also as well. Geomancy. So I'm going to be doing stuff to do with geomancy. That should be coming end of next month, right? So be sure to watch out for that, right? I'm going to be doing a geomancy course. And again, all parts of divination, teaching you how to use geomancy, which is originally has its roots from West Africa, Nigeria, known as the Ifa. For any of you who knows the Ifa, the Odus of Ifa. But this is a particular divination which kind of moved North Africa amongst the Mediterranean, Arab world. And what happened is it got fused in. It became something that became fused in with astrology. So geomancy and astrology became together and became one, right? So I'm going to be showing you. And for those of you who are already into astrology or know a little bit about astrology or know a lot about astrology, who are going to be taking this course, it's going to be extremely, because you know about the astrology. But I'm going to be showing you again how the two work together. It's going to be magnificent, right? I'm going to be showing you how you use this to know what's going on, making accurate predictions and forecasting using geomancy. So watch out for that. So that's not going to be until like end of next month. But tarot, numerology, and palmistry. We got all about palmistry. Running about 1,000 courses here. What is going on? But yeah, palmistry. Yeah, courses. They're going to be starting also in the next 2-3 weeks as well. So yeah, watch out for them. All coming to a theater near you. Yeah, so watch out for that. This one I'm definitely looking forward to. This one is fabulous. I really like geomancy. So yeah, so watch out for that. So courses, hit me up. With all my courses, when I first launched them, or for the first week or 2 weeks, there's always like a bit of a discount. I'm always giving like a little bit of a discount there. And again, any of my courses you sign up to, you have lifetime access to them, lifetime access. You have your own portal and you can log in at any time and you'll be able to think. I've got an app also as well. It's just a little bit of technical difficulties on the way with it, but I'm wanting to launch an app also as well, so you can have an app that you can download and you could just, again, attend the live classes just through the app. It's going to be brilliant, man. Can't wait. Anywho, hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com. But the astrology one, that is the big one. And again, the next class is going to be starting on the 8th. Yeah, there's already two classes running already, one on Tuesday, one on Thursday. Now there's going to be one on Wednesday. So, hey, get in there, baby. So, yeah, it is what it is. Jeannie is saying Moon exactly can jump Mars right now. So we've got to check into reactions. Do not engage with triggering stuff. Just observe, adjust, transmute the energy. Do not react without thinking. Yeah, easier said than done. Coco Brad, I have never seen one of them before. Interesting. Oh, you've never seen? Oh, what? Are you talking about my... Don't worry, I've got another one. I've got a metal one, a brass. Oh god, brilliant, one of my best. It is what it is. Anywho, that's enough of me advertising myself, so down comes that. And now we are on to competition time, and let me put up the email address. Somebody emailed me personally yesterday with an answer. I was like, do I answer this? But I had to tell them that. Wrong email address. As much as I shout this email address, you still got it wrong. Competition time. You email that email address, which is on the screen right now. You can see it. That's it there. TheLunarLoungePodcast@gmail.com. TheLunarLoungePodcast@gmail.com. So what it is, I ask a question, and the first person who inboxes me the following Wednesday at midnight, right? Got to get your questions in at midnight. Do adjust your clocks if you're outside of the UK. The clocks are going to change next month, but that's not until next month. I'm sure I'll give you a heads up. So the first person who comes in, midnight, got to be from midnight. First person who answers me, and then the following morning, of course, I will, or that following day, I will say who the winner is. Last week, I asked the question, which planet rules clowns? And there was quite a few people who were saying, you've asked that question before. No, I haven't. I literally had to go through all of the email. Could you believe? Since I've started doing this competition, I had to go through all of them and check. And nope, there was no such a question. Something similar, but different. What planet rules clowns? And that's what I asked last week. And I'm going to be posing a new question. Oh, what is the question for this week? I've actually forgot. Yeah, that's it. I remember what it is. Okay. So what planet rules clowns? That was the question. And what happens is for anybody who wins, they win £30. So yeah. Trisha says, are you starting astrology classes again? Yeah, in 2 weeks' time. Exactly, in 2 weeks' time from today. And there's a 50% discount. So you want to get in. Now, a few people have been asking me, if they can pay installments. There is an installment option. The problem, though, with the installment option, it doesn't give you the 50%. The 50% discount is when you're paying in full. So I just thought I'd put that out there. But yeah, I know. People want the 50% discount, but they also want to be paying in installments. I get it. But yeah, it's, and like I say, astrology course, you can learn from anywhere in the world. Just make sure you got good, decent internet connection. Three classes, not one, not two, not three. And there's going to be four. Show me. I want you to show me any astrology online school that is doing, that gives you not one, not two, but three classes a week. None. Don't exist. Only right here. Sacred Planets. So yeah, back to the competition. So yes, I am starting astrology classes again. I've always been really interesting thing. Are you starting it back again? I've been doing it every year. I teach astrology and never stopped. So I'm not starting it back up again, but there's just a new one that's going to be starting. There's a new class that you can, but you can sign up at any time because it's all the recordings are there, and you can, if you want to learn at your own pace. But if you want to learn by coming to the live classes, so be it. Back again to the, so last week I asked, which planet rules clowns? Not many people participate. Okay, first thing, dear Israel, this is from Olena, by the way. Coco Brown says, I've never come across any that do three classes a week. There ain't none. There's not even none that do twice a week. Majority of the time it's once a week, sometimes it's every fortnight. Sometimes there's over on the first level, in the first level of my astrology course, there's over 45 live classes. Over 45. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, in depth. I'm teaching you every single detail. Yeah. No stone is left unturned. You're learning the traditional, medieval, and psychological astrology right here at Sacred Planets. Anywho, back to competition. Olena, first in, bang on the midnight. Dear Israel, clowns are ruled by Saturn. Okay. Banji or Joe, what planet rules clowns? Neptune, he says. A student who's recently signed up also as well. Give thanks to you, Banjo. Thanks a lot for signing up. Looking forward to seeing you in class. But why Neptune? Clowns? I kind of got a sense why you would say Neptune, I guess. I don't know. Christian, Mercury, he says. Yeah. I knew that's where a lot of people were going to think. And then, is it Dylan? Dylan? I don't know how to pronounce the surname. I don't think I need to. But Dylan says, my name is Dylan. My answer is Mercury. Due to clowns' playful, humorous, and trickster qualities. People, pay close attention. Do you ever notice that children are scared of clowns? Don't you see the scariness in clowns? I mean, yeah, of course, they've got to try to be humorous because they're trying to entertain and please children, things of that nature. Clowns are ruled by Saturn. Yeah. I know that's going to shock a lot of you. I know that's going to shock a lot of you. Yeah. The jester, the joker, yes, that's mercurial. But clowns are actually ruled by Saturn. Now you know why children are scared of them. And some adults also as well. Remember the movie It by Stephen King? Let's not go down that road again. Florence says, yes, I was shit scared of clowns as a child. Of course you were. Most children are. They're Saturn ruled. Not Mercury. It's quite interesting. So yeah, Ginny Shell Outer Shell says, Mercury, the trickster, because it plays... Saturn. Saturn rules clouds. Could you believe it? Yeah. Even Trisha says Neptune. Where you get Neptune from? You and Banji. You're not Banji's girlfriend, are you? Say, so, yeah, Neptune. Why Neptune? Why would you go for Neptune? Why? Because of the glamour? Because they... well, I can kind of see maybe, yeah. I suppose the painted faces and stuff like that. There is a Neptune-ish element that you could kind of connect to it. They're ruled by Saturn. So the winner is Olena. Olena, congratulations. You got
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
30 pounds, Squilla coming over to you. So well done. Who's this? Priscilla. Welcome to the show, Priscilla. Lushy Dolls, how you doing? Invoking, what's that? Genius? Invoking, oh, sorry. Invoking Venus. Oh my God, what a name. Pretty saying, yes, I got that right. Oh, you did? Why did you enter? Huh? You buying yourself a, I don't know, bottle of, what can 30 pounds buy? I don't know, bottle of Prosecco. So well done, Olena. Yeah, you have won once more. I'm sure you've won about once or twice before. Invoking Venus, welcome to the show. Pretty says next time. Yeah, I'll be looking out for your answer. Get in there quick. Midnight. You've got to be up late. That's the thing. That's the problem with that one. Tiffany says, I was thinking Saturn. Yeah, you were correct. Coco Brown, I liked clowns, but I guess I'm a bit odd. Yeah, clowns are funny. Clowns are funny. Clowns are, they're funny characters, but they're Saturn. They're Saturn ruled. And their origins actually come from certain like Northern European countries. It's a little bit like the Santa Claus. The clowns were sort of like the opposite of the Santa Claus, if you were bad. So they're very heavy Saturnian, very. They're ruled by Saturn. Okay, this question this week, people, pay close attention. I'm going to ask a question. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight GMT time. So adjust the clocks according to your time zones. I ask the question, first person who inboxes me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Get your answers in first. And normally the first two, three answers are literally on the midnight button, really. There is seconds that splits them apart. The question for this week, what planet rules your left ear? What planet rules the left ear? Whether it's your left ear or anybody's left ear. What planet rules the left ear? Yeah, gotta do a little bit of digging there. What planet rules the left ear? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time, will get 30 Skrilla, 30 pounds sent over to you. Olena says, so happy. Yeah. Pretty, next time, please. I shall be waiting for your answer. Tiffany saying, I think I'm funny as hell and have Saturn in the first house. And also Moon Mercury in Capricorn in the third. Yeah, you can be funny. I think the funniness of Saturn. Saturn can be funny, but Saturn's funny is it tends to be, you get these kind of jokers that tell like real kind of like. They're funny jokes, but they're very serious, morbid kind of Saturnian jokes, you know, that kind of thing. And Saturn jokes are a kind of somewhat a defense mechanism against the fear which Saturn actually emits. So, yeah. So Trisha's saying deceptive and facade. Okay. Yeah. not what it seems. So I get why you're saying Neptune. Okay, I get it. And probably that's what Banji as well, who answered Neptune also as well, was probably looking at. So I get it. Saturn's got a dry sense of humor, of course. It's Saturn, of course. It's dry humor. And it's melancholic. It's melancholic humor, you know. It's that kind of thing. That's what you tend to find with Saturn. But yeah, Saturn can be funny. It can be funny, I guess. So yeah, that is the competition time. So remember, once again, what planet rules the left ear? Inbox me next week, Wednesday, midnight time. You'll get £30. Email address, for those of you listening to the recording, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. By the way, I want to thank each and every single one of you who take time to download this show. The report came in the other day. It's very funny, I guess. Something in the region was within the thousands that download the show worldwide. Just to let you know, this show is uploaded onto all podcast platforms: Apple, Spotify, Amazon. The Lunar Lounge is there. So it gets downloaded very frequently by people throughout the world. Brazil, UAE is really getting up there now. I'm really being heard like in the UAE. I think you were like number four or something like that. But yeah, you've come up. UAE, Brazil, Switzerland, Pakistan, UK, of course. A large number of places who are tuning in. So thank you. Keep spreading the word. Keep it growing. We need more sponsors. We need more pushing and to get out there. I've got a lot of people lined up who are going to be featuring also on the show as well over the course of the next coming month. So yeah, going to be bringing you some real interesting info. Stay tuned. Jean is saying veiled in truth. It's funny because it's true. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Definitely. So that is the, so that's that one. End of competition time. And what is it we're going on to? We're going on to the tarot card of the week. Come to the end of the show. Tarot card of the week. Remember I said tarot card courses. It's going to be like a 12-week course. I say a 12-week course. It ends up being a 14-week one. But anyway, tarot card classes are going to be starting again in the next 2-3 weeks. I'll be keeping you updated on that, so make sure you stay tuned. And it is what it is. So, what is tarot card of the... tarot card of the week? What's it going to be? We just give it another shuffle. Don't know why I did not feel secure with that shuffle. And let's see what's it going to be. You know me, I'm always just cutting the deck. I just cut the deck. Let's go to the top today. And what's it going to be? We got the chariot. A little bit of movement. A little bit of travel. Any of you lot traveling? We got the chariot on board. Vehicle, car. Speaking about vehicle car, I'm taking my bike to the mechanic. That's a hint, isn't it? So what is this card about? Over the course of the next week, what it's saying is that this card is about movement. It's about travel. Now, when I say travel comes in so many forms. It can be physical travel. It could be mental travel. It could be emotional one. It could be traveling. It could be some kind of movement. This card is indicating like over the course of the next week, we are embarking on some kind of movement. And this card is saying that we need to stay focused. This card is indicating that we're likely do not get distracted. There will be feelings of like you're being pulled in two different directions perhaps, but stay focused. Keep your eye on the prize, right? It's indicating that it may be a little bit of a bumpy ride, but there's victory here for you, okay? This card is also connected with home situations, family situations, So this could also be something where there's going to be some high activity for us over the course of the next week. This card can also be to do with moving from one place to another. And like I said, that can come in so many different forms. We're not all going to be moving jobs or accommodation or moving house or property or, you know, that kind of thing. But nevertheless, it's going to be a week of journeys, whatever that journey is for you. It's going to be different things for different people, right? Because there's lots of people listening to this show. People are going to download and listen to the recording. What is it that is moving in your life? What is it? What are you moving physically? Is it a destination or is it work? Is it relationship? Either way, it's indicating keep your eye focused, keep your eye on the prize. Don't be deterred. Don't be distracted. Keep it going. Hang on tight. Maintain control is what this card essentially is saying. And that is the tarot card of this week at the Lunar Lounge. We've got the Chariot. We all like a little bit of Chariot. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's for sure. Know Thy Number has also joined. Welcome to the show. Know Thy Number. I like that one. That sounds like somebody who's into a little bit of numbers and numerology. So yeah. Tiffany's saying, oh, we are going on a road trip tomorrow to Houston. Yeah, there you go. That's your Chariot right there. Don't stop off. Well, I suppose you've got to stop off the gas, right? As you Americans call it, gas, gasoline. Got to get some gas. We say petrol. So yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so that is the Lunar Lounge show for this week. I will be back next week, same time, same place, giving you the updates. We'll be looking into the month of October next week. What is it that we are going to be looking at? What are the planetary alignments? New moons, full moons? We'll be looking at that and any other discussion as well. We'll be continuing also with our competition time. And hopefully by next week, I may be announcing a few more. Do watch out, you guys, for the Lunar Lounge special. I don't know how I can coin it. I suppose the Lunar Lounge. For those of you may have watched it the other day, I did an interview with... why has it skipped my mind here? Especially for those of you who are single, I hope you watch that, the YouTube, right? Make sure you watch it. It's not live, but what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing it every 2 weeks or so for the new moon and full moon, and we're plugging it into opportunities, relationship opportunities. So for those of you who are single who are looking for love, right, please, the app, it's already on there. If you just go to the YouTube channel, you will see it should be the last thing which I posted, right? So Cosmic Universe, right? So Cosmic Universe, I'm going to be joined by Cosmic Universe, or one of the people from Cosmic Universe. Her name's Lissy, and they have a platform where they're, if you're looking to have or engage with meaningful relationships, because we know that relationships, a lot of relationships have gone now on the apps and stuff like that, on all this swiping, you like this and like that. But if you're looking for something much more meaningful, so what this is it's kind of like it's not a dating app, but it's like an app where you can connect with people, meet with people. But what happens is it also now plugs into the astrology to see where your strengths and weaknesses are and how compatibility and things of that nature. And they also do live events where you can go to the paper. So it's not all just done on an app. You get to meet these people, or you can meet these people in various areas of the world, and they're looking to go really big with it. They're launching in Dubai next year. They've already launched, I believe, in LA. They're already doing quite a lot in the UK, where they're organizing these events where people are coming and they're meeting people. So you really get to engage and you really get to know about the person and understand about their, you know, their emotional self. And you get to know all about that. So more engagement, you get to engage with people, you get to understand who they are, who it is that you're hooking up with, and what kind of, I'm telling you, you need to go and, you know, hook up with these people. It's big. Ladonna's saying, repeat the app again, please. So the app is called Cosmic Fusion. Cosmic Fusion, right? Cosmic Universe is the overall umbrella or the company, right? But the app is called Cosmic Fusion. So download it, okay? And start linking up with people. It's a really good app. And I'm telling you, there's a little charge on there, you know, where you can get free. It's really good. It's got tarot on there. It's got astrology on there. It's got Chinese astrology, Western astrology, numerology. It's got it all on there. So it's a really, really good app. And you can do tarot card readings. You can ask it questions. It's almost like it's got its own AI. I'm telling you, it is fabulous. Right? And it tells you the mood. Like, it has dream meanings. So if you have a dream, you can wake up in the night, you can open up this app, tap on the dream meanings, and you can say what it is that you dreamed, and it will let you know. It will tell you the match, the perfect match for you. It gives you moon updates, tells you all about your chart. And I'm telling you, the price is less than a cup of coffee. I'm telling you, it's really good. You want to think, and it's got tarot on there as well, and you can pull out one tarot card, three tarot cards. Daily gives you readings, all that kind of stuff. It really tells you all about you. But not only that, it's got this dating part of it, so where you can match with other people, so you can get their details or whatever, and you can match with other people, and it connects you. And again, relationships with substance and with meaning. Not all this stuff just swiping. Oh, he looks good, she looks good, just swiping. You don't know nothing all about them. It's all based on physical facade, a physical appearance, which is based on a facade, which is not real anyway. Yeah, this one, and you're meeting people on that real, genuine level. So it's really good. I'm telling you. So download it. It's called Cosmic Fusion. That's the name of the app, right? You can also go to their website also as well. They also have a website, www.cosmicuniverse.com. www.cosmicuniverse.com. Yeah, that's the website. So you can go to the website and go and check it out. They're doing really big things. I'm telling you, especially for you single. So yeah, I'm going to be working with them. They want me working with them. My job is to hook you single people up. No more singleness, right? For those of you single looking for meaningful relationships, this is it. I'm becoming like I'm going to become the relationship guru, right? You're going to be hooking you single people up. Yeah, that's going to be part of my mission. So yeah. That's really cool. Tiffany said, I love the concept and wondered if they had an affiliate program. Would like to recommend my single clients and anyone looking for friendship once they get to the US. They're already in the US. They're quite big in LA. Other features as well. Go watch the thing. And we're going to be doing another video next week for the full moon. We're going to be doing one for the full moon in Aries next week. That will be released. So please, guys, go to, and it's all also the, I also upload them on my podcast platforms. For those of you who listen to the recording is there. It's normally just going to be about like half an hour, maybe 40 minutes long, but we're going into it. We talk about the moon, talk about the, and we're giving you again stuff. This is the one, people. This platform is huge. Like thousands of people are signing up to it, and they're going worldwide. So, but I don't know if they've got an affiliate program, but yeah. For those with little ones, Unicorn Academy is excellent. Whimsical, magical, and they even talk a bit about astrology and tarot. It's my baby's favorite. Okay, it's on Netflix. Okay, And for those with, okay, she's saying for those of you with little ones, okay. For those of you with little ones, Unicorn Academy is excellent. Okay. Okay. On Netflix, people go check it out. I haven't heard of that one. Unicorn Academy. Okay. I might check it out. So that's me done. People, I've come to the end of the show. Shout out to Asu. Shout out to Shanti just joining us. Andrea, how you doing? Paula, Alchemy and Astrology, also just joined as well. But I'm finishing. I'm out of here, baby. You know what it is, when, especially when you hear that. Week.
Welcome to
the on the first. Next week is the first, isn't it? Yeah. On the 1st of October. And that's also going to be the evening when I'm doing the free introductory to astrology as well. So you're more than welcome. And I'll be sharing that link again next week as well. I shared it recently here in the chat. So make sure that you come along. It should be good. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you, your participation, your listening, your questions, your input, your support. Really appreciate it. My name's Israel Ojozi. You've been tuned in, been listening to the one and only Lunar Lounge. I'll be back with you next week. Thank you very much, Ladonna. Have a good week. Have a good week, everybody. Thank you. Coco Brown, shout outs to you. Everybody, you know who you are. Pretty, Dinah, Olena, Asu, Shakti, Hannah Marshall, Tao, Mind, Body, Alcohol, all of you, Ify, all of them, you know who you are, man.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
I want to thank each and every single one of you. Listen, my name is Israel Ojozi. You've been tuned to the Lunar Lounge. Take care, people. I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.